Newstalk ZB, it's now 5:19. A look now at the legal case which is dominating entertainment headlines across the Tasman involving Oscar-winning actor Geoffrey Rush. He's launched defamation action after the Daily Telegraph published stories at the end of last year alleging the actor had been investigated for inappropriate conduct during the Sydney Theatre Company's production of King Lear. Reporter Georgina Mitchell has been covering the case for the Sydney Morning Herald. And Georgina, thank you for your time.
Hi, Larry. How are you going?
I'm very well. Can you just elaborate on that? Exactly what was Rush accused of by the Daily Telegraph?
So this is part of the issue why Geoffrey Rush is suing for defamation. He says what he's been accused of is so broad that it could be anything, and he doesn't quite know what he has been accused of. So the phrasing the Daily Telegraph used was inappropriate behaviour and inappropriate touching. He says that that's kind of in the eye of the beholder. He doesn't know what inappropriate is. So he needs them to finesse it down a bit to find out what exactly he's been accused of. As you say, this all started in November and December of last year, about 2 years after Geoffrey Rush had been in this six-week production of the Shakespeare play King Lear, which was put on by the Sydney Theatre Company. So the newspaper ran allegations he had acted inappropriately towards an actress in the production, and a court hearing has heard as part of the production he had to pick her up. So presumably the inappropriate touching revolved around that scene. The court also heard this happened on stage in full view of hundreds of audience members. So Geoffrey Rush and his legal team have said you'll have to kind of point out what was inappropriate and how that could have happened in front of such a large audience. So he strenuously denied all these allegations, and he launched defamation action in the federal court in December. And it was pretty shortly after these two stories were published. Now, what he's got a problem with are two stories. The first story, which kind of said there had been this allegation which had been investigated. There was a second story a day later which said the woman's colleagues stand behind her and believe her. And there was also a newsagent poster which was posted across New South Wales outside newsagents which said there had been these allegations made against him. As I say, his huge issue is with the phrase inappropriate. He says that's really vague and impossible to defend. So he says he's done nothing wrong. And the newspaper is defending what it published on two fronts. First of all, it says what it said is true. And second of all, it says it has qualified privilege. That means they should be protected from defamation because they had a duty to publish. So in a court hearing, they've heard that Geoffrey Rush's lawyers are trying to get that whole truth defence struck out. They think the wording of the defence is way too vague because it doesn't include those phrases like inappropriate. And they've said if Geoffrey Rush came into court and was to answer that, he'd have to say, look, I don't know what I did, but I didn't do it kind of thing.
Right. So I think he says too that the newspaper articles carried defamatory meanings, that he behaved as a sexual predator, right? There was a quote today, I think it was, that the judge in this case said the touching allegations were quite bizarre. What can you tell us about that?
Well, as I say, they're quite vague in their descriptions, which is what Geoffrey Rush's barrister has said. So it's just they're phrased as being inappropriate. That's about as far as it goes. It doesn't say where exactly the touching is alleged to have occurred. There's only reference to this situation on stage. The court hearing also heard that when the alleged touching happened, allegedly the woman afterwards said to Geoffrey Rush, stop it, and then he didn't stop and continued to touch her a further four times. But in court, his barrister has said such a conversation where she said stop it never happened. He's not even aware of when this is alleged to have happened. But we did hear, interestingly, that, as I mentioned, you know, he's going to come into court and face these allegations. So what happens now is in this latest court hearing, they were trying to get part of this defence struck out. Eventually, this is at a very early stage. The action was only launched in December, so a couple of months down the track, eventually this will go to trial and Geoffrey Rush will come in and defend himself and say, I didn't do this. So it's very interesting to kind of see his lawyer trying to say, if he's going to do that, we need an actual allegation to face up against.
Right. Georgina, thank you very much. That is Georgina Mitchell, court reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald. Newstalk ZB, it's now 5:24.